Hi, Tyson Tigers. It's day three of One School, One Book, and we're going to get started with Chapter 7, Every Other Fridays. The next morning was an every other Friday. On every other Fridays, Mom drove Bat to his school, and Janie walked to her school just like usual, but in the afternoon, Dad would pick them up. First Bat, whose class let out 20 minutes before Janie's, and they would all go home to his apartment for the weekend. Every other Fridays made Bat uncomfortable, like his skin was on too tight. Bat liked it when things followed a pattern, and every other Fridays broke the pattern. This every other Friday was the worst one Bat had ever experienced, because it meant it would be 3 days until he saw the skunk kit again. He had begged Mom to let him take the skunk to Dad's house, but Mom refused. "The baby skunk needs to be with me," she said. "I'll take him to work and the vet techs can watch him while I'm with patients. Besides, Bat, I don't think your dad is a fan of skunks." Bat even tried pretending to be sick so that he could stay home instead of going to school. He told Mom that he had a sore throat and achy ears. Bat hardly ever lied. It made him feel itchy. But even though Mom's patients were animals rather than humans, she was still kind of a doctor. She shined a light into his ears and made him say, "Ah," as she looked down his throat. "You're not sick, Bat," she said. "You just want to stay with the skunk kit." "He needs me," Bat whined. "Bat," Mom warned, "don't let yourself get all worked up, okay?" Sorry, said Bat. "We can help raise the kit this month as a family, as long as you keep doing all the regular stuff too, school and dad's and homework and everything. If the skunk kit is too big of a distraction, then I can get Lawrence to take him home in the evenings." Lawrence was Bat's favorite vet tech at Mom's clinic. He could juggle 5 juggling clubs, and even though he had enormous hands, big enough to hold all 5 clubs at once, he was gentle. He had the deepest voice Bat had ever heard, deep like space. But no matter how much Bat liked Lawrence, there was no way he was going to let him take the kit home after work. "My throat feels better," he said. "Much better." Mom and Janie and Bat all left the house together. Mom locked the door behind them. She kissed Janie and said, "Look both ways. Have a fun weekend." "Okay, Mom," Janie said. "See you on Monday." Bat climbed into the back seat of the car and fastened his seatbelt. He liked to sit in the middle seat because someone had once told him that it was the safest seat in the whole car. That was one of the things he didn't like about every other Fridays. His dad's car, a fast little yellow convertible, didn't have a middle back seat. It just had 2 side back seats with a hump in between. Mom placed the box with the skunk kit on the front passenger seat. Then she started the car and backed down the driveway. It wasn't a long drive to Bat's school. The distance from their house to his school was exactly 2.3 miles. Bat knew this because he liked his mother to push the button on the dashboard each morning, the one that reset the trip meter. Bat spent the entire 2.3 miles trying to come up with a reason why he shouldn't go to Dad's, even though it was an every other Friday, a reason that wouldn't make his mom give the kit to Lawrence, but he couldn't think of anything. They arrived at his school. "You'll take care of the kit?" Bat asked Mom. "Honey," Mom said, "I'm a veterinarian. Taking care of animals is my job, I promise." Bat nodded. He unbuckled his seatbelt, slid across the back seat, and got out of the car. "Wait a minute," Mom called after him through her rolled down window. "Aren't you forgetting something?" He had his backpack, he had his lunch, he had his earmuffs. "No," he said. Mom smiled. "You forgot to kiss me goodbye." "Oh yeah," said Bat. He walked back over to the car and stuck his head through Mom's window. She wrapped her arms around his neck and pulled him close. Her wavy brown hair tickled his nose. "Goodbye, little bat," she said. "I'll miss you." Then she kissed his cheek. "Goodbye," Bat answered. He walked up to the school's front door, then turned around. Mom was still there in her car watching him. He raised his hand and waved. Mom honked the horn at him. Three light, happy honks. And then she drove away. Chapter 8, 16 Eyelets. Sometimes Bat wished that Janie went to his school, because it would be kind of neat to see her in the hallways and at lunchtime. But most of the time, he was glad that his school was something he didn't have to share with her. Janie attended the Robert E. Willett Elementary School, but this was her last year. Next fall, she would be going to junior high school. Bat went to a private school. It had smaller classes than the public school, and his parents thought it was a better fit for him, which was fine for Bat. Mr. Grayson was a good teacher who never yelled, and who usually let Bat wear his earmuffs if things got too loud. Also, his school, the Saw-Wet School, was named after a type of owl. The main hallway of the Saw-Wet School was a busy place until 8:35 a.m., when class officially started. Until then, it was full of parents walking the younger kids, those in kindergarten and first grade, to their classrooms, and older kids walking themselves, all while the principal, Mrs. Martinez, stood outside of the administration office, smiling and being friendly. "Bat!" called Mrs. Martinez, waving and smiling. Bat didn't feel like talking to Miss Martinez, so he pretended he didn't see her and slid to the far side of the hallway as he passed. That way, she couldn't reach out and rumple his hair. Bat hated it when people rumpled his hair, and Mrs. Martinez loved to rumple hair. She had never yet rumpled his hair, and Bat wanted to keep it that way. Bat liked the main hallway better when all the other kids were in their classrooms. Right now, Luca and Israel, two kids in Bat's same class, were struggling out of their rain boots on the big rubber mat. It wasn't raining, but dark clouds peppered the sky in a way that could mean that recess would be wet. At Saw-Wet School, one of the philosophies was that students should go outside, rain or shine or snow. Bat hadn't worn rain boots, so he didn't have any that he needed to take off. He didn't carry an umbrella either, because the Saw-Wet School didn't allow them in the hallways or classrooms, which Bat agreed was a wise decision. He skirted around a kindergartner whose mother was kneeling in front of him, holding a tissue to his nose. "Blow," she said. And he dodged between a couple of big kids, sixth graders who were tossing a small red rubber ball back and forth. "Balls are supposed to be kept outside," Bat told the slightly smaller of the two big kids, a boy he recognized by the red glasses he wore. "Not this ball," said the boy. "This is a special ball." Then he threw the ball over Bat's head to the other kid, a very tall girl, who caught it expertly with one hand and laughed. "It looks like a regular ball," Bat said. "It's not a regular ball," said the boy with red glasses. Bat had a weird feeling in his stomach, like the boy was tricking him. He didn't know what to say. Just then, Luca and Israel came by, without their rain boots. "Hi, Bat," Israel said. "Do you think it'll rain?" "Maybe," said Bat. "Well, eventually, yes. But today, maybe." Relieved, Bat watched the two big kids move away toward their classroom, still tossing the ball. "What do you think was special about that ball?" he asked Israel. "Nothing," Israel said. Then Miss Kiko came out of the kindergarten room and rang her handbell. It made a gentle tinkling sound, way better than the harsh, painful scream of Janie's electric school bell system, which Bat had heard last year during a school play he'd gone to watch. "To class, it's time for another day." Miss Kiko had a beautiful voice, which was probably why her job was to announce the start of the day. Bat followed Luca and Israel into Mr. Grayson's classroom, I brought two sandwiches for lunch today, Luca was telling Israel, in case you want to trade cookies for one. Why would I want to do that? Israel answered. I brought my own sandwich. Bat knew why Luca would think Israel wanted to trade. Yesterday, he had heard Luca tell Israel that she didn't really like her cream cheese sandwiches, and Israel had replied that he didn't like the turkey one his mom always made. I would trade anything for a cream cheese sandwich, he had said. He listened to see if Luca would remind Israel of what he had said, but she didn't. Probably Israel was just being nice, Bat interjected, to make you feel better about bringing cream cheese sandwiches to school every day. He probably didn't really want your sandwich. Israel turned around. His face was red and his eyebrows pointed toward each other, making a wrinkly crinkle in his forehead. Dude, he said to Bat. Bat waited for Israel to say more, but he didn't. Just that one word, dude. Then Luca started crying, and she shoved past Bat to go into the hallway. He watched her run into the girls' bathroom. Mr. Grayson came over. He was wearing his bright orange tennis shoes today. Bat liked it when he wore those shoes. It was like he was wearing suns on his feet. What's the problem, friends? He asked. Bat embarrassed Luca, Israel said, really loudly, making Bat wish he had his earmuffs. They were in his backpack, on his back. I'm sure you didn't mean to embarrass her, did you, Bat? Asked Mr. Grayson. There were 16 eyelets on each of his shoes, Bat counted. 8 on the left side, 8 on the right side. That made 32 eyelets. Bat, can you look up at my face? Mr. Grayson asked. Bat shook his head. 32 eyelets. His own shoes had half as many, 16 eyelets, 4 on each side of each shoe. Mr. Grayson sighed. Okay, Bat, go sit at your table. Bat wondered if anyone in the class had more eyelets in their shoes than Mr. Grayson. He kept his eyes on shoes as he walked through the classroom. Nope, no one did. Chapter 9, Open Door Baby Cakes Policy. Mr. Grayson was a good teacher for lots of reasons. He let kids eat snacks at their desks if they were hungry. He didn't make students ask permission to go to the bathroom. He didn't believe in making people apologize. You can't make someone be sorry, he always said.